Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, just like that, a new episode of Showtime can officially begin. I don't know where the theme song is, but I think Johnny's doing some babysitting right now because my kids are still in the building. So as a result, there may not be a theme song.
Are we going to have to do that every week?
No, we didn't have to do it at all. I thought it would be fun. In my head, I go, well, it's Father's Day. Maybe there's a fun segment we could do involving my kids. And then I said, they're very busy. I was like, oh, they have one window I could get them in the studio live. And it would be Wednesday because they're to school. It's the first day with no school, but then they start camp or something tomorrow.
Should we get them back in here?
They could join on Showtime. It would be a giant train wreck, but I'm sure it wouldn't be any more of a train wreck than what happened on the air earlier.
That went off the rails a little bit. But you know what? We were thinking that it was worth the risk, and I think overall it was.
You never know
what's going to happen with kids on the air.
The reality is that the bribery I used to get them up so early is donuts, and I think that they overdid it on the donuts, and then Johnny, you know, force-fed them hot chocolate, so there was a combination of donuts and hot chocolate, and they weren't really sleeping last night because they were all amped up to get in here. So I think that
it was a combination
of lack of sleep, excitement about coming in here, donuts and hot chocolate, and I think they finally hit the wall.
And you think that's the day after the last day of school, you're probably recovering from that as well. I mean, like, don't teachers say that the day after Halloween is like the shittiest day for kids to be around, you know, because they're all hyped up and then they're exhausted the next day. And I would imagine it's similar for last day of school.
Also, like, I don't think they drink yet because they're young, but I would imagine that the hangover is real from just like from what our day, a day for us of partying, which would be like, you know, tequila and vodka nonstop and, you know, weed and everything else. Their day yesterday, like, I think they got donuts for breakfast at school. Then they had an ice cream sundae party.
Cool.
And then they did some sort of like a popsicle thing. But they're like, don't worry, Dad, they were healthy popsicles. But I looked at them and they were those bomb pops, which I'm pretty sure are not healthy popsicles. And then it just seemed healthy compared to the ice cream sundae bar.
Are not healthy.
And then after school, I didn't know any of this. So I had picked them up with like a snack, like a treat to like, well, hey, congratulations, summer's here. So I brought them a bunch of M&Ms.
Oh, so today they were probably going through withdrawal.
Yeah, I would imagine today was like the equivalent of a hangover
Dude,
for adults.
Damn.
So they were all sorts of jacked up. Yeah. But anyway, remember, diabetes, it's real.
Well, so, you know, are you still a person who restricts their sugar intake?
It's weird. I always said, you know, when I was a kid, my mom was
anti-sugar.
Very anti-sugar. And it was so frustrating because we had nothing good. I mean, I remember I would go to every friend's house. They had all the best cereals. Cereal as a kid, I don't think there's anything more important than good cereal when you're a kid. And cereal like Lucky Charms or Cap'n Crunch or Fruit Loops or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Man, I had all that shit. It was great.
I don't even think I tried some of those, Allie, until I was like an adult for the first time.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I didn't even know they made cereal other than like Cheerios, regular yellow box.
See, and that's what we really only have in the house is like Jo-O's.
because that's even sadder than my story.
Don't eat cereal, and the only cereal that's like the only one he's tried and he likes it. So I'm like, I'm not gonna get all this other shit because I don't know, like, you know, I want him to eat it consistently because I just don't want it to go stale because we don't eat any of that stuff. But I don't restrict anything as far as like if he wants a popsicle for breakfast, he can have one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're like Lord of the Flies over there.
Yeah, but you know, he doesn't ask for one all the time. He's just like, sometimes he wakes up and he's like, can I have a popsicle? I'm like, okay.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah.
The only thing is, like, before dinner, if he really wants a lot of, like, cookies and sweets and stuff, I don't want to give him a whole lot of food before dinner because then he's too full. That's the only reason. It's not because of the sugar.
One time we went to some sort of a buffet thing, and we said going into it, I'm not in the mood to fight about what they, if they're going to go right to the dessert room and just eat, you know, because it's unlimited, all you can eat. They want to just pile cookies on their plate and eat fudge out of a bowl. I'm not going to stop it. And they both did that for like 4 hours and never stopped. And I was like, don't worry, they're going to feel this the next day and learn their lesson. And they woke up the next day and they're like, that was the best night ever. We want to do that again. And I was like, are you serious? This lesson totally backfired on me.
Yeah, but it also has to be a little consistent, right? I think if they get 1 or 2 days of just eating whatever they want, then they're like, oh my God, I want more of this.
Johnny,
but eventually it wears off.
Johnny, you want to bring my kids in here for the Showtime pod?
I thought you were supposed to. Aren't you supposed to be going somewhere right now?
Do you have a meeting?
I don't know.
Yeah, you have a meeting now.
Aren't you supposed to be getting with Jay?
Where have you been?
In the office, watching your kids.
No. They're with Justin right now.
Oh, no. I was in the restroom for the past, like, 5 minutes.
Okay, the story's changing quite a bit. All right.
Man, this is not good.
We're trying to do the bonus show, but apparently all the other things are falling apart behind the scenes here. All right. Well, we'll have to send Vanessa a text.
This is an issue.
We got to get these TVs out of here. They're taking up so much space. They're so massive that we have to start bringing them to the people ASAP.
And we were thinking about hitting 2 loads today, like 2 places.
Well, look, I think today's winner, I believe, was from
Pecoy. Because we can't fit in 2 TVs in the van, though. Only 1 fits at a time. He tried putting in 2.
In the giant van, only 1 of these TVs fits at a time?
Yeah.
That should be the whole commercial.
No way.
Yeah.
That van could move an entire apartment.
Jay told me this morning, he's like, I tried fitting 2 in there. He's like, only 1's in a fit. And I was just like, damn.
That's a big TV, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Can't believe I could have won that. You guys really screwed me. All right. Yeah. Ali wants my kids in here to ask him some questions. Can you grab them?
Yeah. Can you buzz the back office button?
Can I buzz the back office button?
They like when you talk on the little speakerphone.
Let me see here. Hold on. We're doing this. Back office. Hey, kids. Justin, bring my kids into this room where we're doing the Showtime pod because Ali wants to ask him some questions. Where they can say all the swear words they want without us having to dump out. I can't believe she dropped a hard F-bomb today on the air. What
great.
Else? You know what she was trying to say? You guys were asking her. Let me do translate off the air. But she was.
I know what she's trying to say.
What was she trying to say?
When you asked her before about what she says that pisses you off or what makes you mad, she was just going back to
Johnny, Vanessa's going to text
question.
You.
Yeah.
Vanessa's.
Like when we say the fuck and the shit.
No, but she was saying during the favorite, hey girls, hey, we're come on in here. I'm glad she heard you say that, Jake. That's good. Hi, get over here. You can come on daddy's lap. You can share daddy's mic. Where's your sister? She's not here. What? She was trying to say that.
She's running loose in the building?
They walked in on me. Oh, here she goes. Oh. Here she is.
Hi.
They walked in on me watching the movie Strays. Have you seen that movie Strays? It's an R-rated movie with like dogs.
Johnny, will you get Vanessa? And the
dogs swear. So they came in. They go, what's this movie you're watching where the dogs are saying the F word? And I was like, it's not. What?
Yeah. Fuck. You guys have to go now.
Guys. No, I didn't say you could say that word. So anyway, that's what they were getting at.
Yeah, you did say that. You just said that they could come in here and say all the bad words they want.
I know.
Fuck you. All right.
Oh, this is a theme song. New theme song, guys.
Got a new theme song. Guys, it's not funny, though. You have to stop saying
that.
Wait,
I watched that part before. Okay. I went to Woodbridge, and I saw these 2 guys standing somewhere, and they're singing an F word song.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
That's hilarious. Joke.
Can you stop touching
Sienna,
the microphone?
Do you remember the first time you heard the F word?
No.
Did you hear it from your daddy or your mommy?
Dad!
they know a lot.
I wouldn't say that at all. Just avoid it.
They know a lot of words that are close to bad words a lot.
Keep like, trying.
What is fizzle, there. By the way? Why are you saying fizzle earlier today?
Yeah, fuzzle.
What's fuzzle?
What? Not a bad word.
It's not a bad word? Okay, Johnny, you can take my kids back to the office now. This has been fun. There they go. Hey, everyone. Thanks for stopping by.
He's all right, girls. Let's go. Go. Move it out.
All right, back with Johnny now. All right. We got to wrap up the show, and then we got to go. Bye. You're going to play basketball. I'll see you in a little bit. 5 minutes.
Sienna, do you want to be in the WNBA?
Yeah, but I have it popped up.
Yeah, it's here. I have another one in the office.
Okay, good. I got it.
All right, there they go. And they're off.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, great. Thanks, Johnny. You're crushing it.
Yeah, we go outside.
So, what's the status with the TV?
Stay here for 30 minutes.
Okay, 30 minutes, great. A bonus extended show.
Wait, we're adding 30 minutes?
No. We'll cut most of that out.
There's so much talking.
Oh, God.
You know, my jaw can't take all this talking.
So the reality is that
hold on. If your daughter gets into the WNBA, she's going to be gay. Are you okay with that?
I'm much more okay with her being gay than being in the WNBA. Yeah, I don't being her being gay, I got no problem with her being the WNBA.
Even if she's not gay, everyone is going to assume that she's gay.
Yeah, but I just saw recently that the percentage of WNBA players
like 70%.
Yeah, which means there's 30% that are not, which is crazy.
Yeah, but then those ones are.
They're not on the bench.
Those ones can be persuaded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You want more playing time?
They just need like one win, like one really good win, locker room scene.
To be honest, I'll one better you. She doesn't even want to be in the WNBA. She wants to be in the NBA. So that means she's got to do a lot more than just that. Oh, hi. They're back now.
Sorry,
yes.
I promised your daughter like 5 minutes outside time. Could she come and watch us load in the TV?
You promised her 5 minutes of outside time?
Is this prison right now? She got yard time?
20 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes. I promised her 20 minutes, wink, wink, outside.
Yeah, but Johnny, you have to get moving with this TV.
Yeah, there's no rush with the TV.
I thought Jay's time was limited.
No, it's coordinated with the guy who's actually...
Oh, God. Okay. Got it. All right. Okay.
That's all we need to know. Thank you. All right.
I'd like her
to stay up here, to be honest. Because we'll go downstairs in a second. We got to finish this pile. No, I can't argue with you now. You got to go to Lucas' house soon, so we got to get out of here. So stay here.
Dad, you said 30 minutes. We go play.
Sienna. We're in the middle of a podcast now.
John,
hang out here for 5 more minutes, and then I'll come free you.
She has a really good arguing voice.
Man, it's just out of control.
But Dad, you said you were going to do it.
All right, well, then we'll play for 20 minutes.
What's the deal with you?
Okay.
People could not get over how much they did not want to have children after hearing that segment on the show today.
Oh, my God.
I was laying in bed last night just enjoying how peaceful my shack was.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about this tomorrow on the actual show, Jake, but we believe that you are the happiest person on the show for a variety of reasons.
Well, there was an article, I was thinking about it, because there's this article that just got put out, I think by BBC, about this big study they did on happiness and how they found people who are alone a lot and live alone are the happiest people, which is actually pretty different than a lot of other studies, because you think about like, oh, connection is what makes humanity humanity, and that's what keeps us going, and you know, everybody being on their phones and everything, you kind of feel this loneliness factor, and it's taken a toll on our mental health. But apparently solitude is where it's at, and you are an island unto yourself.
Uh-huh. And it's gotten even better now. Having a dog helps.
I'm even more alone than I've ever been.
Well, I mentioned it the other day, is Kibby has gotten into a habit of like, when my phone, like I'm watch my phone, especially late at night, and we're in bed, and it's, you know, she hears a noise, she'll come over and she'll nudge it, and she'll like turn it off with her nose or put her paw on
it. So she's like, you're not spending time with me.
And then just lay on my chest. I'm like, okay. I put the phone down and I just pet her, and we just like sit there in silence.
It's beautiful.
You just sit there and pet your dog?
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't this the time of the year you take your big mushroom trip and go in the closet?
It's usually in the summertime.
Yeah.
But that's how
I know the seasons. I'm like, how close are we?
Is it float time on the Washington River or whatever?
That's going to happen in late June, July this month or in early next month. And then, it'll happen sometime probably this summer.
You're still going to take DMT again?
It's going to be either mushrooms or DMT. Yeah.
Wow.
I have a lot of mushrooms left.
Would you be on our YouTube live the whole time that happens? Allie wanted to do a
shroom shover time.
She wants to do a shroomer time where we're all on shrooms for the shover time.
I saw that, and I've promised myself I don't like taking mushrooms in public.
You don't, because we did mushrooms when we went to Limp Bizkit and you were freaking out a little bit. I thought it was great because it was just a little microdose once.
Yes,
and it was perfect because I had a couple of drinks, but I didn't want to spend a much money on drinks. And so I took one or two of those little mushroom pills. I had a great time, especially because we were there for like 8 hours.
Were we all on mushrooms that night?
No.
I didn't know Jake was.
Yeah, I took a little.
Yeah, me and Jake
The tiniest little capsule.
Jake Pannis.
And it was like, oh my God, you know, whatever that weird opener was for Limp Bizkit.
Corey Feldman?
Yes.
No, but like, also just there were other ones that are even weirder
than
Corey.
They were so fucking bad. And I was like, this is all good.
Oh, that's right.
I don't mind.
Jake, I think I did have to calm you down at one point and buy you a taco or something, didn't I?
Yeah, and also it's just, after eating mushrooms, it's hard for me to eat at all until I way down on them. But I thought that was like the worst place to ever do mushrooms, with that Limp Bizkit concert.
Especially because there's like fucking weird, you know, like
insane.
Everybody's got like, you know, a bone through their nose or whatever, and you're like, whoa, shit, this is crazy. Am I actually seeing this or not?
Yeah,
there were like people
like
that were wearing
like
skin colored, you know, unitards, and it was just, there was a lot to look at.
I thought it was great. I never felt more at home than I did at that show. Everyone around there, I go, this is the wildest collection of people ever.
Really oh, good. Yeah, the people watching was exceptional. Was, I had a great time.
I mean, anything like that, I'm just better with weed and beers.
For me, I think if I was on mushrooms, I would rather be in a social setting. But what the most fun I had on mushrooms was when I was camping. That was really fun because you're with a group of like, you know, four or five good friends and it's pretty safe. You can now that I think about it, I feel bad for the people who were camping around us, but it was a really, really fun night. You know, you're like in nature too. And then, you know, the other time I had a great time was it was like at a park. We just got fucked up at a park. And it was like, whoa, slide!
I think people get fooled into thinking they've got to, like, if they're going to go to something that's, you know, laser light show. They're like, by the way, and mushrooms. And it's like, well, you don't really, if you do enough mushrooms, you can just go to a regular tree. You'll have a great time. Like, you don't need to go to, you know, like a 3D experience.
No, like, I'm okay with just grass.
I had some friends years ago, we first moved to LA, they're like, we're taking shrooms and going to that wax museum. And I was like, I don't think there's enough shrooms in the world to make me want to go to the wax museum. But
even then, you're still like.
But like, what's my best case scenario? I have an entire conversation with like Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
The best case scenario is that you take enough mushrooms and you think the statue is breathing.
Well, that's what they all claim.
Or you think you're a statue.
Right. Oh, yeah. Whichever way it is. You finally realize I didn't even go in the wax museum. That's weird. It's the weirdest thing of all.
You buy a ticket and just sit at home.
Potentially this summer, if we're going to do it, we'd have to do it off property. We couldn't do it here because they had lawyers.
Well, let's just pick one of our places.
We'd have to go sit inside.
1, 2, 3, not Jake's.
Not Jake's. Well, Allie, we got real high. We got when we did a high history or whatever we did together. We got real high at my old
place.
That
was super fun.
And that was we smoked a ton.
Yeah, we did.
Tried to deliver Christmas stories while super baked.
Yeah, and that was really fun. I want us to do stuff like that again. It's just coordinating, you know. And then also when you're like really fucked up on shrooms, you have to figure out how you're getting home. Like when you get high on,
you live out in the middle of nowhere.
This Friday, I got to get you to after the show. You got to come with me to this. I told Alice I got to hijack her and bring her to this ice cream place that just opened by me because this woman, I was out there with my kids the other night, and this woman. She's looking at me, but like she hates me. I couldn't figure out why. I'm used to that look, usually from my wife. And then she goes, at the end of everything, taking all the orders, and she goes, I've been trying this whole time not to go, work it. I'm a work it. Nah, 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 nah. And I'm like, what is she saying? And then I realized, I'm like, oh. And then it like hit me, like, you listen to the show? She goes, every day, my wife and I are obsessed with Allie.
Is this the same lady that works at the pawn shop?
Same lady. Sounds just like her. And she
was she attractive?
Yeah, very attractive.
Really?
Really good looking woman. Had those plugs in her ears.
Oh, nice.
It's a little freaky, but outside of that, good looking, nice. And she was saying how she was like, oh, my God, I love the show.
She was Russian, or are you just doing your own?
No, I don't know what accent she would be, but I...
Do you know what accent you're doing?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. She's like, I'm a big fan of Allie.
I'm big of her.
No, she had like...
She's not matching up with the picture that you've painted.
I can't wait for you to take her over there. She's not working.
Allie's really hot.
I can't wait to see what she actually
looks like. No, I'm telling you, Allie, I know your type. She kind of looks like your friend... Who's your friend that helped us build that website one time?
Oh, Michelle.
She looks like your friend Michelle.
Yeah, I had sex with Michelle.
You did?
Yeah, me and Katie did.
When? What?
This was the threesome we had.
Is that after or before she helped us with the website?
I'm not sure, actually. It was after one of our not-so-silent nights.
Come on.
Yeah.
You had a threesome with her?
Uh-huh.
Why she's straight now?
No, so, she just got married. I went to her gay wedding.
That's why she never finished our website. I'm not going to finish building their website. Wait. You had sex with her. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, she was like somebody who never wanted to be in a relationship, and then that was Katie's like softball coach when she was younger.
Oh, story checks out now.
Yeah, but she wasn't that much older. She was like an assistant coach or something. She was like 7 or 8 years older than Katie or something like that. So she was like just out of college while Katie was still in high school, and then they just kept in touch. And then when I moved to San Francisco, Katie and I started dating. We like somehow became friends with Michelle again, and then she was like dead set on having a threesome.
Ah, look who just walked in.
Oh, hi.
Hey,
you'll know, learn about all this when you join the WNBA.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's just basketball at hand. All right. On that note, that'll wrap. Hi, okay. Sweetie. And you want to say the closing words in this episode of Showtime Time? Go ahead.
Say, we got them.
We got them.
All right. That's our new out. Goodbye. Have a good one.
All right. We
got them.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.